Welcome back, everybody, to the one and only Serial Hustler Podcast, y'all. You know what time it is? You know what time it is, so turn it up. Pop a squiz knot. Turn up the volume, y'all, because we about to get going. Alright, guys, so, let's get started. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about graphic design because I've always been a creative person. I've always been the type of, I've always preferred to just doodle and draw cartoons and being creative, whether I have my guitar with me and I'm just jamming or learning a new song or, you know, that's the type of person I am. And I thought it would be fun to talk about graphic design in this episode. And it kind of, at the same time as I'm relaying this information to you, I can just reinforce it into my brain by, you know, teaching it. So, and that's one way to know for certain if you know something is if you can teach it. So there you go. So why graphic design? Why did I pick that for today's episode? I picked that because I am getting back into school for that, and I'm planning on majoring in graphic design, web development. Okay. Graphic design fundamentals, main characteristics of design. Let's get into it, guys. So, here we go. Welcome to the one and only Serial Hustler graphic design course. In this course, we're going to talk about some fundamentals of graphic art. We're going to talk about composition, color, typography, and more. So, what is graphic design? We've talked about, graphic design is the art and the practice of creating visual content to communicate information, ideas, and emotions to a specific audience. It involves the use of typography, images, symbols, and other visual elements to create visual communication. Materials such as logos, brochures, packaging, posters, websites, and more. The goal of graphic design is to effectively communicate a message, to evoke emotions, and basically to make a visual impact on the person who sees that design. Graphic design plays an essential role in branding, advertising, marketing, communication across various industries and sectors. So, taking a step back from the course right now, I just want to say that it's exactly why I'm talking about it, because it's a good skill to have, whether you're an artsy-fartsy person or not, whether you're a business person or an artist. So, anyways, so the role of graphic design in communication, what is that? Graphic design plays a very important role. It conveys ideas and emotions to a specific audience. This role of graphic design in communication, this includes visual storytelling. Graphic design helps to tell a visually capturing the essence of a message intricately through images, typography, and other aesthetically pleasing visual elements. Branding is the so in graphic design, it plays an important role in creating a brand identity and establishing brand recognition. A well-designed logo and branding material can communicate a company's values, personality, and mission. In advertising, graphic design is a super integral part as it helps to convey the attention of the audience, the messages in a memorable way. Marketing. So, graphic design helps to create marketing materials such as brochures, flyers, and social media graphics that communicate the benefits of a product or service in a visually compelling way. And then next will be the user experience. Graphic design is user experience. That would be graphic design. Its role in creating a positive user experience whenever a person is navigating a website. The user experience, that is another area where a graphic designer can and he's going to want to do it in an intuitive and friendly manner, you know. Okay, so now we have an understanding of what graphic design is. I figured it would be a good time to go over the design process and how that process plays out. So first, you got to define the project scope. Very first step is going to be to define the project scope, including the goals, objectives, and target audience. This information will help guide and design decisions and ensure that design effectively communicates the intended message. So during this time, you gotta research and gather information. This is the stage in which you gotta research and gather information about the industry, competition, and target audience. This information helps the designer create a design that is relevant, compelling, and resonates with a given audience. Step number three is to sketch and come up with ideas. And the designer creates initial sketches and ideas based on the research gathered. These sketches help the designer explore different concepts and refine the direction the design is going in. So, and refining the design. So the designer selects the best design concept and begins refining it. This includes developing a layout, selecting typography and color, while refining the visual elements to ensure they communicate the intended message. Number five step, present the design. The designer is going to present the design to his client. He's going to receive feedback from the client. The designer may need to make some revisions based on the feedback before moving forward with the final design. And coming up to finishing the designer finalizes this design, making any necessary revisions based on client feedback. This includes ensuring that the design is consistent with the project scope and objectives. So next step, deliver the files to the client. The designer prepares the final files for production, then delivers them to the client. This may include preparing files for print, digital media, or other formats. The design process and graphic design is a iterative process that includes collaboration between the designer and the client to create effective visual communication. It requires creativity, technical skills, and attention to detail to create designs that resonate with the target audience and communicate its intended message, basically tell a story effectively. And all right, my serial hustlers, let's talk about sketching and ideation techniques. So there is tons upon tons of sketching and ideation possibilities for graphic art. Everybody's different. Different designers may have different approaches. However, some common methods would be, so thumbnail sketching. This involves creating small, quick sketches of design concepts to explore various ideas and compositions. Number two, mind mapping. This technique involves creating a visual diagram and or map that connects different concepts, ideas, and elements related to the project. Mood boards, number three. They are collages of images, typography, and other design elements to evoke a particular mood or style. This can help the designer explore different visual styles and find inspiration for the given design. Word clouds are visual representations of a set of words or phrases with the size of words indicating their frequency or importance. And then this is helpful because it can help the designer identify key themes, concepts, and ideas related to the project. Number five, sketching on paper, or you can do it digitally on a tablet. Sketching by hand or digitally with a drawing tablet, it can help designers quickly explore different design concepts and layouts. Number six, wireframing. This technique involves creating a rough, simplified layout of a website or app to explore different user interface design options and ensure that user experience is intuitive and user-friendly. So, as I said at the very beginning, these sketching and ideation techniques, these are just a few of them. There's so many other ones, but here's just a few to get an idea of the possibilities and see how you can explore different visual concepts to create an effective and impactful design. Thank you. All right, that's it on the graphic design part of this podcast. If you did enjoy that information, if you learned something, please be sure to share it with somebody who you think would benefit from hearing this podcast. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms. And also, be sure to check out the latest YouTube video that was posted up on the Serial Hustler YouTube channel. So once again, thank you so much, guys, for checking this podcast out. Please give me a like, a follow, a share, a subscribe, and let's make some money, y'all. Let's make some money. Let's get it.